Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Zayin. Gittin Daf Zayin. We actually get to a little bit of a partial Agadta Gemaras, yes, and which connects actually to the end of Saita. A couple of Gemaras that will connect to Gemaras we had towards the end of Saita. We left off Vav Amud Beis. We had discussed, we left off with the Memra, the Psak, or the Memra that Rabbi Yasser brought, that one who comes from Bavos Hetzol does not need to say Farnach, like Rav, need not say Farnach, Farnach, Farnach. And on that basic question, it says, is Rabbi Yasser a Bar Samchan, is he somebody who can rely on? Also, and this is going to be related to how we get to Agadta Gemaras, also, he sent the message via Pasuk, and he quoted the Pasuk more than three or four words, and he didn't do Sirtut, he didn't score on the parsh, on the paper, in the letter, and we know when one writes either two letters, or three words, four words, it's Mechalik is how many words, but when one writes three or four words, he has to score the paper. So we see he's not a Bar Samchan. On that, Abaye responded, Bishlam, if he had found an issue with Svara, he said something wrong with Svara that we've disproven, that can be real taina. But a member from Rabbi Yitzchak, there's Mesaira, that you have to score the paper. He never taught that member just because he didn't know about a certain member. Was ever taught to him, that can't be a taina. Everyone, it's possible, if it was ever taught to them, that I can know something. And furthermore, says Abaye, when it came to the story of Plegish Begiva, that's the segue into this Amini Gemara, when it came to the story of Plegish Begiva, there's a machlekes how to learn exactly what happened with this Plegish when she was sent away from her, and she was afraid, she ran away from her husband, because he was angry. Why was he angry? Rav Yasser says he was angry because of a fly that he found. According to, I forgot the other mother was, he said that he was angry because of a hair. He had found a hair, that's what caused him to be angry. And this Rav Yasser found Eliyahu Navi, and he said to him, "What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu dealing with?" And Eliyahu Navi said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with this sugya of Plegish Begiva." We point out from the Nefesh HaChayim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu connects with our learning. It's actually what we think of connecting Hakadosh Baruch Hu through our Vayda, through Tefillah, and the like. Hakadosh Baruch Hu actually connects to us through our learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, learning the same sugya as us upstairs. And Rav Yasser asked, "No, so what's Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying?" And Akash Baruch Hu was saying that both, Elu Velu, both have truth. Rabbi Yasser, his Mahalach is truth, and as is the Mahalach of Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison also has truth. But what happened was that first the man got a little upset by the fly, but he got very upset about the hair. And the reason is because a fly is hard to control, a hair is easy to control. Questions if they're both in his food or referring to actually in a private area. Okay, but that was not Gemara. The point is that Abaye was just demonstrating two things. Number one, you can't taina on someone who didn't hear a memra. That's not a taina. And number two, not only is he a potentially Bar Samchan, we have documented stories that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us skama on his pshat in the story of Plegish Begiva. Okay. So Amar Avchizda, once we're on that topic of anger, which led to the story of Plegish Begiva, of course, she ran away. The people took advantage of her. They had relations with her until she actually died. And the other shrat came and they heard the story and got so upset that they ended up waging a civil war with Sheb Yemen, and thousands of people in Klai Yisrael were killed. So Amar Avchizda, a person should never place too much fear within his house. We're about 5-6 up from the bottom of the page of Avon Beis. He put in certain still too much fear into his house. Shari Plegish Begiva hit the Bala Amy Sarah. Because the Plegish Begiva, her husband put excessive fear in the house. They peeled the cover of Israel. And what happened? Tens of thousands of people in Klal Yisrael were nifter. Amar Ravi Demarav. Kamata Amy Sarah Pesach Beisai. Seifu Bala Yidei Shalash Beis. A person who does put extra fear into his house. It's interesting. If you look at the Lashon Gemara, it twice says Amy Sarah. Lashon Gemara keeps saying it's Amy Yisera. Sounds like a certain level of Ema, there should be. Sounds like the Gemara, at a basic reading, there should be a certain level of you know, I don't say fear, but a certain level of, you know, respect. I guess, I mean, Ema, fear for the husband, there should be a certain level of respect, not necessarily for his covenant per se, maybe just that people behave in a way that they should be behaving. It sounds like the Gemara, it's a simple deal, that Ema, is okay. It's Amy Yisera that's a problem. Or you could say, no, even Aim is not good, but only Amy Yisera leads to these terrible avers. Okay, by the way, says the Gemara, someone who has Amy Yisera, it will lead to these three terrible avers, Kilei Rayas, Shvichas Damim, Mechilas Shabbos. Rashi explains, first of all, how we get to these three different avers. Rashi says, very simply, Kilei Rayas, Rashi says, is she's going to be scared to tell him that she didn't go to the mikveh on a cold, freezing night. They didn't have, you know, heated mikvahs back then. She didn't go to the mikvah, but she's scared to tell him. So what's going to happen? It's going to lead to him being boiled her while she's in Ida. What's interesting is, we're calling that Gila Rayas. Right? It's whole Shaila, Reisav Engel has a whole, whole essay on whether or not Nida, we know it's put in the Nida, it's put in the psukim by the arayis. Put together the arayis in the psukim over there by the chiva krisis. However, Nida is an erva which has a heter every 2 weeks. Once she finishes a cycle, she's mutter. Is it mamish an erva, or is it just a chiv karis that happens to be placed amongst the arayis? Here, Rashi clearly is learning gila arayis is what Nida. We get rice for it to Nida, so it does. This could be a raya in that discussion whether Nida is really a true erva or not. Okay, it's definitely nisir karis, but is it a true erva? Next, shvichas damim, what shvichas damim? Rashi explains shvichas damim is the case of very simple of plagish begiva because of the anger and the fear that the woman had. She ran away and let the whole story of plagish begiva where thousands of people kaisu were killed. And what's chol Shabbos? Same idea. Chol Shabbos is she's afraid to tell the husband that the food wasn't ready in time for Shabbos or whatever it may be, and she's mechal Shabbos in order to make sure everything's prepared because of her fear of her husband. Amar Rabbi Chana, hadam rabbanim. This that was taught of the Mishnah, of course, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah is a person that sustains his house three things before Shabbos starts. Isartem, that's question form. Have you separated Meiser? Iraftem, have you prepared the Erev? And if so, Hidlika Sner, time to light the fire, time to light the Ner of Shabbos. So these three things the person has to make an announcement. Erev Shabbos, Tzarech, when he makes these announcements, top of Zayin Valve, the Mamirno Benichus has got to say that calmly, right? Which is Mamish, one of the first Mamirno bring, is especially Yitzhara, Erev Shabbos, for the stress running at Shabbos to cause Pira and Machlaikis in the house, to cause arguments. So on the contrary, we're saying, oh, you have to combat that, you have to say it, Benichusa. In order that people will accept it, meaning if you do it in a yelling form, everyone gets upset and they kind of have this rebellious attitude. You say it nicely, then people will take to it properly. I never heard this memra, meaning the idea of speaking minichusa, of saying over things calmly. I never heard it from him. I just besvara. I realized that speaking of things calmly will be more accepting to the people that are hearing it than yelling at it and barking it. A person should never put too much fear in his house. There was a person, a chashav yid, Adam Gadol, a chashav yid, he put an emissary in his house, and they fed him a davar gadol. Davar gadol means like a dvar iser, machalas asuris. Uman, who is that? Rav Chinin bar Gamliel. Rav Chinin bar Gamliel, he had put an emissary in his house, and they were afraid to tell him, and it led to him, at least at this point in the Gemara, it led to him eating a machalas asuris. Ask the Gemara, he actually ate machalas asuris, hash to bem the chasadikim with a cloud, that even the animals of sadikim, ain't a kashbrachim with a kalyad, and kashbrachim doesn't bring a takala through them, doesn't bring even accidentally a takala through them. Sadikim atzmal, the kosh came, so tzadik himself, if his behemoth won't be over, so certainly himself, heck, Akash Baruch will protect him, that he's not over. So what does it mean that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, because he had Amy here in his house, and let him eat something? Asa Yomar says, you're right. Ela bikshu lachil davar gadol, umayinu Eivir Nechai. They were almost going to feed him a davar gadol named Eivir Nechai. Basically, the food they're making for him ended up being messed up, and they were nervous not to serve him at all, so they quickly were slicing a body part off an existing animal without time to shecht him, do everything proper, just to take off a body part in order to feed him so he shouldn't be upset. Now, what is that? Of course, that's the Eivir Nechai. They were going to, but he got saved. And something happened, Kosh Baruch was, that he didn't end up falling prey, didn't end up being over the Isser, but they prepared for him Eivir Nechai because they were so afraid to tell him about the food not being ready and not being good. They ended up preparing for Eivir Nechai, and it all came back because of his Eimei Yisera that he put it into his house. Okay. Before we go further, the next Gemaras are going to be related to the Sirtut, to the fact that when you quote Sukkim, you have to score the parchment, and that's going to be the whole connection. We're going to have other Gaza Gemaras that relate to answers or conversations that have Sukkim, and therefore the paper had to be scored. Before we get there, we have a call of the Nagamara. That behem tishas tzadikim and kashbarach mev tichal yadam. The behem of tzadikim, because kashbarach doesn't let a mishap happen through the behem of tzadikim, and certainly tzadikim themselves, which would come out and sound like tzadikim never sin. Because even when they make a mistake, kashbarach protects them from sinning. Problem is, we go through lists of gemaras where we have cases where tzadikim seem to have tanaveris. The famous gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, the gemara discussed over there, that person should not read l'ar aner, because if he reads l'ar aner, he may tilt the lamp over there means like the lamp, the bowl with the oil, he may tilt it, which may cause oil to run either to the fire, which could be an issue of igniting, of lighting, or away from the fire, which could be an issue of kibbutz. So Rabbi Shmuel says over there, no, I'll be careful, I'm going to read, and I'll be careful, I'm not nervous about it, it's the whole thing's gzeir d'rabbanan, and what happened? It's gzeir d'rabbanan onto the Raisa. Rabbi Shmuel kar v'hita. He read, and he tilted the lamp. He got so engrossed in his learning, right? We had the other day about Kirsayot Tridi. They get busy, they get their turret in the learning. He was so busy with learning, he lost himself and he tilted the lamp. And he says, he wrote in the Pinkus that when the spaces were built, it should be clear, I, Rishmol, oh, a carbon chatas, right? But he did it, that means he did a vera. Rishmol did, obviously it was a shaygig, he did, there was some sort of vera there of tilting the nair. You have a Gemara Chagigadaf, Tezayin and Beis. When we read about the Beis, says, the Gemara comes up, I think, in Makkos as well, he says that Lashon Shvua, that he killed an Ein Echad. He killed an Echad wrongly. He wrongly killed, and after he didn't pass anything except in the presence of someone that he was confident would be able to correct him. He killed Ein Echad wrongly, Ein Echad Zaymim wrongly, because Allah says, you don't give Misa de Zaymim unless you mazam both Eidim. He had an Eid Zaymim, singular Eid Zaymim, that was Muzam. The guy was talking Eid Zaymim, and he killed him, but that's not Allah. Allah says, you have to only kill if you have two Eid Zaymim. So he said he accidentally killed the Eid Zaymim. The Mar discussed he used to go to the caver of that fellow and beg forgiveness, but this whole, after he died, then the caver stopped making noise. Okay, there's surely he's forgiven. But the point is that there was definitely an avera done, even accidentally, but avera was done. Yivam speaks about two tanaim they're arguing, and they end up tearing a sefer Torah. The sefer Torah that amongst them got torn. The Mor Psachim, in a rice we just had this not so long ago, Adav Kavav, the Mor Psachim says that Rebbe Abba accidentally ate before Avdallah. He's supposed to eat before Avdallah. That was a way to enforce that person would make Avdallah as soon as possible. He's supposed to eat before Avdallah. He ate before Avdallah. And lastly, a fifth Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chavalef, Levi came to Bavel, and all the people in Bavel were eating on Yom Kippur because they had a messed up calendar as to when Rosh Chodesh was, and the day that they thought was ready, the day that was Yom Kippur, they thought was Yom Kippur, and based on the true calendar, they were eating on Yom Kippur. Now clearly, it was amongst the people in Bavel over there were some, if all the people in Bavel were eating on that day, clearly some of them presumably were tzaddikim, and you tell me their parents are tzaddikim, never see a davara, they never even avera, never even a tekala, says the Bali Taisus. Bali Taisus brings up in a few places. This that we say, parents are tzaddikim, don't ever have a davara. Look at the top line of our page. The Taisus, Amar Ritam, like Parach Elagami Mili Dachila. That the Gnai Tzadik Sheichel Davar Eser. Taisus says this rule only goes to Davar Chila. The Gavim Machalas Asuris. That's when we say Pemdish Tzadikim. They won't be over Takala, and certainly to themselves they won't be over an Iser of Achilas Iser. Other Isurim tilting the nair for the Sefer Torah being torn or killing the Eitzayim mistake. Those other Isurim, that they could be. The accidents happen. Things get by mistake. Things happen. But when it comes to Machalas Asuris, that doesn't pass. Taste himself of Varns. What do you mean? Two of the cases that we spoke out were cases of eating. One was the case of eating before Abdullah, the last two cases. And one was the people eating on Yom Kippur. Those are cases of eating. He said, Machal Sasiris. People are the Tadikim and Ever. Answer Taste of Lamdish Vart, Bechilik. There's a difference between an inherent Machal Sasiris and a case where it's usher to eat at that time. Before Abdullah, the food he was eating was a nice kosher slice of bread. He was eating kosher food. It's just, that's a time when you're not supposed to eat. On Yom Kippur, again, the food is mutter. It's just a time you're supposed to eat. That's not part of this protection. The protection is to eat a shtik chazer chalila, to eat a shtik basav chalav. That's more of a concern. But that's what we say, this idea that the Baptist Tzadikim will never be over. But to say, but at a time where it's usher, they just happen, but it's mutter type of food, that the protection doesn't apply. Because again, I guess the level of Ganai is not the same. This same chilik, by the way, is a big discussion that Pasad has, when it says, we darshan that not only can I not eat, I can't feed someone else machal sasuris, which includes even children. A person, I can't eat myself machal sasuris. If a child's eating, maybe you don't have to stop him, but you can't feed someone else isser either. And the question is, therefore, is one allowed to feed their children? They have to eat. But one allowed to feed the child on Yom Kippur. It could be a baby who can't eat, and it's dangerous. Of course, you have to be there. But in general, let's say an older child who could take food on their own. But you want to serve them normal food, healthy food. You want to serve them Yom Kippur, and they're certainly not fasting. Are you allowed to feed them the food? So there's a tzatzah that you cannot. The tzatzah you cannot feed them because they're sachilim. Right now, food is asr. You can't feed them. The flip side to say that's okay is the same svara. That leisachilim is only on a davar that's inherently asr. Food that's asr, chazer, basav chalav, that you can't feed. But food that's mutter, just now is asman of isr. Well, for this child, it's not isr now. For this child, it's not asr now. And therefore, there'd be no problem feeding the child on Yom Kippur. But again, this is saying that Baptist Shatzahikim only applies to food, is a concept that comes from a taste here, Chulin, Yivamis, a few places, taste brings up this idea that a behemoth of Tzadikim is the Tzadik's protected, and his behemoth, certainly himself, is specifically when it comes to machalas asuras. Ramban gives a different answer. Ramban says that it's only when they're not Pesheya. If a tzaddik is Pesheya, then all bets are off. Like, and the example, let's say, go back to Rishmo. The Chazal said, don't read Lara Nair because you're going to lose yourself. And he was confident, I'm going to be learning that, it's going to be fine. That's called the element of Pshia. Only Rabban can say that. We can't say that. Rabban says, that's element of Pshia. In all these cases, read about Tabay. He paskin wrong. He paskin with about 8 echad. By his aim, it was enough to kill. There was an element of Pshia there, and that's a lot to. We just mean, when there's no Pshia, accidentally, an Aveira won't come to the hands of a Tamachacha. But if he's Pshia, then all bets are off. Then it can happen. Others want to say a third Terence, that what it means is that the Tzadikim won't cause others to sin. When it says Tzadik, you know, his Behemoth won't sin, it means not that he himself wanted to do Avera, it means he won't be the cause of others doing an Avera, a new Taich in that Ogamara about Ein Akash Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Yadam. Takala Yadam means a Takala, I mean the words are very well, he won't bring a Takala that they'll cause others to do Avera. Okay. Shalach Le Mark Vadar Velazar. Bnei Adam, Haydin Lai, the people that come to attack me, and I have the power to give them over to the Malchus, to get rid of them, to give them over to the Malchus, and they'll stop bothering me. Mahu, am I allowed to do it or not? Sir Titvikasla, this is why this comes up here, just because of these words. Sir Titvikasla, Sir Blazer, he made lines on a paper, he scored lines on a paper, and he wrote back the following pasuk. Amarti Eshmer Drachem Mechatei, Blashani, Eshmer Lefi Machsaim, Baid Rosh Lenegdi. I'll guard my ways from doing Avera, Mechate Blashani with my tongue, and I'll guard my mouth, like a muzzle, when the Russia stands against me. Af connect lenegdi. Af al pi shirusha lenegdi. Even the Russia is coming against me. Eshbel fimachsim, I'll keep my mouth quiet. So he quoted from the pasuk to give the message that he, from the pasuk tilmul lamites, to give the message to keep quiet. Shach le merkva said, still come entirely tshuva. But these people are really they're tormenting me a lot. I can't handle the attacks. Shalach Leis, Reb Elazar says, still, Deim Hashem v'Chayil Leim, wait quietly for Hashem and for His salvation, and He'll come take care of it. Deim Hashem v'Yapilim l'cha chalom chalom. Wait for Hashem, and He will cause them to fall. Chalom 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 we had in the past means like dead bodies. He'll make them fall in front of you. Enemies fall in front of you like corpses piled up. Hashkev Arav Aleim l'Beis Medrash v'Zekom Aleim. You get up early, go to the Beis Medrash to learn, leave late, and. They'll end up disappearing on their own. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Hadavar Atzmi Reb Elazar. Once Reb Elazar spoke out that pasuk and those words, the one that was chapping Baruch Hu, his name was Gneva. And Gneva was taken in chains out to the authorities. Again, Baruch Hu hadn't done anything. He hadn't gone to the authorities himself. It happened by itself. Once Rabbi Elazar gave that answer based on the pesukim, it happened by itself without Baruch Hu doing anything, as Rabbi Elazar had suggested. You stay quiet, I'll be taking care for you. Shalchulein l'marukva, they sent to Marukva the following shayla, Zimra Menon Aser. Is Zmiris, how do you know Zmiris Aser? One second, is there a, yeah. Is how do you know Zmiris Aser? Again, the reason why this comes up over here, same story, is going to be because Sirtit, to the pasuk he's going to write back, to respond, he wrote a pasuk and he had to be misarted, to score the parchment, had to make a line on the paper before he wrote the pasuk. That's the whole connection to our sugya. So Zimra, Zmiris, Rashi explains, what does Zimra mean? Zimra means Zmiris of a Lesherim based on Mishtais, by a party, not Stam Zmiris. Zmiris by, Rashi learned specifically, Zmiris by a party. How do you know that it's Aser? Sirtit Kasla, so Rakvi responded, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim. Don't be rejoice like other nations. The Mer asked, why Mokfer is bringing the following pasuk? Bashir le'yishtu yayin, yem reshech l'sheisav. They shouldn't drink with music, they shouldn't drink wine. The old wine should be bitter to those who drink it. If this sounds familiar, it's because these are psukim and drashas that we had at the end of Seita about not having music, after the Churban, not having music together with wine. Says the Mer, ima, he, if you go to that pasuk, havamina hanimi zimra demana. I don't think dafka musical instruments are aser. Music via instrument is aser. Ava de puma, but music from the mouth is mutter kamashmon. That even music for the mouth is aser together with wine. Taisus points out, if you jump to Taisus after Divras Zimra, Taisus at the end of Taisus, just go backwards. Vishir shel mitzvah shari. Music when it comes to a mitzvah, k'mishas chuppah, shesem chasim chasmukala, zmiris and Shabbos, yom tov, shir of mitzvah is going to be mutter. When we talk about zimra being aser, we mean zimra out of the context of a mitzvah. If it's related to mitzvah, I'm asking mutter. But Taisa actually brings as well the roi lahat. Go back the lines right before that. For the hachmim gates the hu yishalmi have a kam bedamich bezimra shems anig beyaser. Taisa says that when we talk about music being aser, he actually quotes the Gemara at the end of Seita that we just referenced. Dafim ches, mishabela sehedra, but lashir in base of mishtoyes. So he says, even not based on Mishnah. So this comes to Yad HaChumra. Even not based on Mishnah. There are certain people that would wake up in the morning and go to see the night of music. They love music. They would go, that's no good either. That's also no good. Not just people. Meaning Rashi was explaining, when's music, sir? And based on Mishnah, This man is that combination of mishnah and music, a party with music, that's problematic. But Tais is saying, even not by a party, someone that's totally goes to music morning and night, that can be a problem. The place can bring, Meiri already says, Meiri, Rishonim, already 1,000 years ago, but the place can certainly connect to this. We spoke already in the Saita, these ideas that someone's listening to music for exercise purposes. Someone's listening to music because of the anxiety, the anxious, and it calms down. It doesn't mean clinically, crazy levels of anxiety. Someone that is anxious and calms down, that these are all reasons to be able to listen to music. Meiri brings the Ein L'Dayan, even though we're giving Agamara is saying a black and white psak, that music is usher, as long as that. Every diet, every place that can only paskin based on what's in front of it, based on the needs of the society, based on that time, we don't just have a blanket rule that's usher. And the place can already said that Mizmanazah, because we're in Gullus many, many years, even though many things in our life, Baruch Hashem, are amazing, we're in Gullus for 2,000 years as a nation, and the people can easily fall into a depressed state. That's clearly a phenomenon that's more prevalent now than ever with all the brachas that we have. And therefore, that there's ample reason to be makel and allow for music, but again, within reason, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have music instruments except by parties. I don't think they allow for live music instruments by parties, unless it's unless it's real Sudas mitzvah. And even then, I think by weddings, they only allow one music instrument and a singer, not more than that, but still capacious, exactly on the limits, again, relating to Chorban HaBayis and the Sanhedrin being gone, are limiting our musical intake. Okay. Says more further. Amalei Rav Nas Rav Huna Bar Nas Ravashi. Rav Huna Bar Nas Ravashi as follows. Ma'alos of Kina v'Demayna Vadata. What does it mean when the pasuk says Kina Demayna Vadata? The reason why this comes up over here, nothing finished with the sirtut, but it was because we had mentioned earlier that Mar Ukfu was given advice by Blazer, stay quiet, and Akash Baruch will wage war for you. That's going to be the connection to this gemara. What does it mean when the pasuk says it really is listing name of places: Kina, Demayna, and Adada. Amalei. The pasuk is simply saying towns of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, also I know the Adana. The pasuk is Eretz Yisrael. When I ask the question, you'll think I realize the saying towns, but I'm asking for a deeper meaning. El Rav Gvia Magriza, Amar Matayma. Rav Gvia Magriza, he gave a drush to Kataych on these words. Kol sheish like kina, right? Kina, whoever has a jealousy, al chavera, taina on his friend, anger. He has a reason to be angry. Upset his friend, v'daimim. That's demayna, and he remains quiet. Then what happens? Sheikhan Adiyad, that's Adada. Sheikhan Adiyad Isladin. If he has a tiny, he needs to be angry, and he remains quiet, you know who goes to bat for him and does his din for him? Hakash Baruch himself. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good option. Hakash Baruch will execute the din on his behalf. Amr Lay, Ameata, Tsiklag, Umidamdana, Umidamna, Visansana. So once you go with these types of taishas, how are you going to taish these name of these other towns? Tsilag, Midamana, and Sasana. Hachrami, do you have a taish that as well? Amrlay, you have Ragvia, Ragiz, Hacha, Havi Amrachat, Havi Amrachat. Yes, if Ragvia was here, he would give a pshat. Rachabezai indeed came and gave a pshat. What's that? Komishish Tzakas Lagima, Chaveri, that's Loshanov. Silla Tziklag, the person who has a Tzakas Lagima, Rashi explains that someone that he has a complaint against his friend is being yerid into his parnasa. He's either stealing from him or causing him damage to his livelihood. V'daimim, he has a Taina al Chaveri, and he keeps quiet. Sheikhin Visna Isladin. You know who did on his behalf? That Kaddish Baruch Hu, who rests in the snap, right? Sheikhin Visna is the, of course, we know the burning bush. That's where the Shekhinah was. Sheikhin Visna, that's Sansana. Sheikhin Visna will do the din on behalf of this person. Again, the deal is he got to keep quiet. If the person himself launches complaints and makes issues and makes noise, then he loses. He's fighting the battle himself. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, okay, fight the battle. Have fun. But if he's quiet, then Kaddish Baruch Hu takes the matters on the person's behalf. Amalei Resh Glusa Rav Huna. Once we got into the topic of the musical instruments stopping after the Chorban Bayis, so the Reish Glusa asked Rav Huna, how do we know that Klila is us? What's Klila? Klila was the crown that Torah used to put on the Chasanim. How do we know that's Aser? Now, if this sounds familiar, it should. This is again a din that we spoke out just a week ago, a little more than a week ago, second last daf in Saita. They were being geyser on the klilas on the grounds of the chasanim and the kalas. My v'chein says the gemara. How do you know that klilas aser? Amalei. So he said back to him, midrabanan. You're trying to find a pasuk. It's only Asper Darbanan at the time, because look at the Mishnah, the Pumish Aspayanus, during the war of Aspanus of Aspanus, when he came to lay siege on Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Gazal Ataras Chasanim, they made a decree against the Ataras Chasanim, Vala Iris. They made a decree against the crowns of the chasadim, and on the iris, which we explained back then in Saita, iris was the clapper instruments. They made gzira against these. By the way, I said it's a second last daf. This is actually already on Memtes Amalaf. This is already quoted on Memtes Amalaf. This mission is quoted on the last daf of the Mesechta. So they made gzira against those clapper bells. Adachi kam Rav Huna afunye. Rav Huna got up to go. Rav Huna gave the response. That's Drabanan. It's a mission in Saita. He got up to go to the washroom. Amalei Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda then gave response. Veshkulusa kruksi. If there's a pasuk, kamer Hashem alekim hasam esefes v'harma atara zeis loy zeis hashafala hagbei v'gvayish hishpil. So v'chimayin any night mesefes etzal tara. Why is the pasuk quote mitzefes and quote atara the crown? What is that? Mesefes the kain gadol. Atara is like a regular crown. What's the connection? Alim lecha b'zmash mesefes b'rish kain gadol. When the kain gadol is still wearing his mesefes, atara b'rish gadol. When the kain gadol wears his mesefes, a regular person can still wear his crown. A chassan can wear his crown. Nistaka mesefes b'rish kain gadol. When the mesefes is gone from the head, the kain gadol nistaka atara b'rish gadol. So the crown disappears from the head of the regular person. And that's why, so based on the pasuk, once the base mission is destroyed, there's no longer a mistefis on the kain gadol's head, we no longer have crowns by chasadim. So if Chizda Taka brought a pasuk in Yecheskel to back up this concept, says the Gemara, Adachias Ravuna, Ravuna came back from the washroom in the interim, Ashkina of Yasri found him sitting and saying this, quoting this pasuk, Amalei Ravuna said of Chizda, Alei Kim Midrabanan, El Chizda Shema V'Chizda Milach. He said, Lashon Shvua, Kim, it's Drabanan, you're being psukim, this din that we don't wear a crown by chasadim is only Drabanan. But your name is Chizda, and your words are like, you know, charming. You're able to find a nice pasuk to that very nice to back it up. So what you're saying is a good drasha, but the ma'aseh is not true. So the Mashal explains, so what does it mean? So Mashal explains, what it means is that the crown that we're talking about in the pasuk that you can no longer wear when the crown is off the head of the kain gadol, that means it's talking about the crown of a king. It's talking about the crown of a king, not the crown of a chassan. Okay, Ravina Ashkelamar Baravashi, Ravina Famar Baravashi, David Godel Klila Bavate, who is weaving a crown for his daughter for the wedding. Amalei Leisav Lamar Hamis Mestefes Vahar Matara. Don't you hold to this pasuk to be darshan? Get rid of the Mestefes. Get rid of the crown. You're not supposed to have crowns put on his head. Amalei Dumin Dikan Godel Begavri Avanashi Lai. That this, even if you interpret the pasuk by the Kav Chizda, that refers to just like the when the crown has no Mestefes, you should have no crowns. It's talking about males. Kain gadol is a male, so to men should have crowns. A chassan can't have a crown. A kala, a woman, they could have a crown. Before we see the next Gemara, which goes right to the pasuk of Zayis Lazayis, Taisa just points out that we talk about mitznefes. Taisa over here and other places as well explains that we have different names for the hats of a kain hedye and a kain gadol, and what the difference is. Taisa brings that by the kain gadol, only kain gadol had the mitznefes, and maybe it's because kain gadol had also the tzitz, so he had to have a certain type of hat that was able to be worn with the tzitz, whereas the regular kain, he had what they refer to as the mikvas. He had what referred to as the mikvas, not as the mitznefes. Okay. Says the further. My zeis lezeis. And the pasuk says, zeis lezeis. My zeis lezeis.
Which was actually bigger.
The kain hedye had no tzitz to contend with. Correct. So says Gemara, my zeis lezeis, darsha bevira, zimna amalei mishpein derav ami, v'zimna amalei mishpein derav asi. What does zeis lezeis mean? B'shasha amal kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. Hasir mitznefes, take off the crown, the hat, for her matara, take off that, remove the crown. Amar malchus yosef kadosh baruch hu, Rebbeinu Shalom zeis lam Yisrael, shekhtimu fenecha b'sinai nas v'nishma. Is this the right punishment for Klal Yisrael, who were mocked him nas v'nishma? Remember, what happened when we were not mocked him nas v'nishma? We were zeichet to two crowns, the crown of Nas, the crown of Nishma. Why were we zeichet to two crowns? We only knocked him, because by putting it first, we showed that we were going to do it no matter whatever it says, no matter what it is, we're not going to have any complaints. So we're zeichet both for crown of Nas and for Nishma by flipping the order. Okay, but the point is that we were zeichet to crowns, and now we're saying it's being taken off us. Says Gemara, Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu is back. Lo yizayis lam Yisrael sheshpilas kafayi v'gbiyas hashav v'amida abeichos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is back. Should this not be what is fitting of Klal Yisrael, who have brought that which is low, high? They've taken that which is high, low, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Shechina, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they put a helam in the tzelam in the heichel. So yes, they are deserving of losing that crown. Darsha b'vira. Zimna b'shvei derav ami. Zimna b'shvei derav asi. Another drush of Ravira, and again, sometimes saying the name of Ami, sometimes the name of Rasi, Maitach Sif Kerma Hashem, Nimshleim Vichin Rabim, Vichin Nagezu Vavar. What does that mean? If a person sees that his Mazainis are Mitzumtsum, they're exact. Yas, the way the Taisha means, he has enough, but exactly enough. Yas, he has stock, he should give stock up. The Koshkin, Shem Ruv, it's really, if he has a lot, he should get Starka. The idea is that by giving Starka, he's bringing like Shefa to the world. That's what the Maharal explains. He's opening up the forces of Shefa by giving someone else that needs, and the forces of Shefa will in turn be open for him. My Vachin, Nagazav Avar, Tendu Bishmal, Kala Gazes, Minachasav, Islam, Starka, whoever cuts off from his possessions, he shears from his possessions, and he gives the Starka, needs someone to get him, he's protected from the Genim, is Tatsa Starka, we know Tatsa Mavas, he has Starka Tatsa from Genim. Mashal Shay, Bechel, Shay, Ivers, Mayim, it's a mush of two sheep that are passing through water, Achas, Zuzavachas, and Zuzavachas, one of them, the wool is shorn off, and one of them is full of wool. What happens? Because Zuzavachas, the one of the wool is shorn off, they'll be able to get through the water and not be way down. Whereas Shayin Zuzla ever, the one who is not shorn, won't be able to get through safely, they'll be dragged down. So to a person who gives off, he shears off, so to speak, from his money and gives the Sarka, that serves him as a protection. Top of a maze, Vinisichas, and then say Basak, Vinisicha, and even though I afflicted you on Marzucha, what does that mean? I feel anim ani. Vinisicha, Mutashi Feloshim ani. I feel anim. Even a poor person receives Sarka from the Tzibur, he should give something to charity. If he does that, then even his ani gives him staka, he won't be shown anymore simonim of anias. The Taz brings this concept. The Taz brings that a person who mamish can't make ends meet should not give regular meiser. He should not be a regular meiser. He can't afford to pay his bills. He should be a regular meiser. However, he should give once in a while. That brings the concept seems to be so as also not to forget the idea of giving. Hopefully, one day he'll have more money. When he has more money, if he hasn't given in years because he's just covering day to day, then he'll forget the concept of giving. So he should always make sure to give once in a while, not regularly, but to give in order to keep giving. Agmar is saying similar, maybe a little stronger, that a person who doesn't have and does do this and gives. Again, according to Taz, once in a while, but first of all, gives, he'll be zeicha, then he'll end up having plenty, he'll no longer be from those that don't have. Rabbi Daimer, back to the regular scheduled program of our Mishnah. We're discussing the different places where one comes from Chutzlar and Sarat Israel, and he has to declare for Nechtav, and in the Mishnah where it said, Rabbi says, from Rechem to the eastwards, Rechem is already considered Chutzlar, and anyway, east of Rechem is Chutzlar, Ashkelon to the south, anywhere from Ashkelon and south is considered Chutzlar, Ashkelon included, and anywhere from Akka north, Akka included, is considered Chutzlar, and you have to get from Rechem, of course, argued about Akka. So we're going to focus a little more on Akka right over here. The member of Akka is finding there, Israel, are you telling me that Akka is the north of Eretz Israel for a mini, but we have the Stira? We learned in the Brice as follows. If he's going from Akai, presumably he's traveling south to north. From Akai to Chziv, he could assume on his right side is Tamei B'Shemeret Amim, is Nayat Shol, and therefore Tamei B'Shemeret Amim, Tumim and Meiser, where Shvias, and he's Pater from Meiser Shvias, Adshe, Yivadilcha, Shechevis, until you know that to the right is also considered. Is considered Eretz Yisrael. Unless you know for sure it is, we assume it's not. And that's all, again, going from south to north, Akka to Chziv, so it's really to the eastern side, to the right, to the eastern side, will be considered Chutz La'aretz, unless otherwise noted. However, Mismaila Lamayr, Vaderech, to the left of him, which is to the west, then Tahira, that's going to be, Tar Mishamaret, yes, that's Tar Mishamaret Amim, that's considered Yisrael, it's Tar from Eretz Amim, V'chayemes B'meiser, U'v'shviyas, Ashvel L'cha Shiptura, that's V'chayemes, until you know that's Pater, meaning, we assume that that is all considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Anechen to where to Chziv, so isn't that pretty clear that Eretz Yisrael goes up to Chziv? You're right, to the east, Akai, and to the east is not Eretz Yisrael, but to the west of Akai, even when you're traveling north from Akai up to Chziv, is still called Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the picture, Rashi has a very nice chart over here, a simple chart. What's a little bit more difficult to digest these charts are because back then maps were with west on top and east on bottom, and then north and south where we have north is where we have east and south is where we have west. Okay, so if you just look at it sideways a little bit, make it easier for us. Look at Safin on the top and Dharam on the bottom. So traveling Akai is again on the northeastern corner of Eretz Yisrael. You see the box over there. Akai is the northeastern corner of Eretz Yisrael, and he's traveling up towards Ksiv. But the problem is Ksiv is certainly even more north. So if it's even more north. And furthermore, we just said anything to the right, which is to the east, is Taka Chutzars. But to the left is still Eretz Yisrael. So how are you saying the Akka is the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't stim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, I remember Shemavim, Ad Lavavai. It means not to Chziv, Sorry, it means to love, like to a different place, not chziv. But the question is still the same. Abaye ritzua nafka, and that's by the way, you see in the drawing of Rashi. It was just a small strip. It was a strip of land. It wasn't full Eretz Yisrael. Chziv is already still a thick piece of land connected to the backs of Eretz Yisrael, the big land of Eretz Yisrael. That's considered the top northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there's a strip of land that goes north from Akre to Chziv. That's also part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's Berlin. And the first point out that what's happening is, if he walks on the easternmost pathway of that strip, on the easternmost side, so that everything further east is Chutz Laaretz. But what's west of him is part of that strip, and will be part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple understanding of that braisa. Says Gemara, Amar Bayu Tzu Nafka. It was a small strip that went up from Akre to Chziv. That's what we're referring to. Ask Gemara, if you have Tana Simanachi, would the Tana give such a simen, meaning a small strip of land? He's using that as a simen to say what the north is. The first we discussed what exactly the question is. Simple understanding is that this small strip of land is not significant enough for the Tana to be busy even getting into the details of his borders. Gemara says, no, not true. In Kronami of Simanam, the Pasuk also gives Simanam on small strips of land. Chsev Yamihine Chag Hashem B'Shilai V'Yam Yamimim Hashem B'Tzvayna L'Veis El Mizracha Hashemesh L'Mesila Ha'ilam Veis El Shchem M'Negev L'Vayna. Talks about the Mesila, the strip of land that goes from Veis El Shchem to Shchem, and from Negev L'Vayna, from the south to L'Vayna, from Rav Papa L'Mizracha Shem Mesila. It's referring to the east of the road that was between Beis El and Shechem. The point is that we're talking about a small strip of land as a marking point. So it's weird from Akad Chziv, a small strip of land, but we still talk about as a marking point, not a question. Tanachada. How maybe get Bisfina, maybe get Eretz Yisrael. We learned the one right, so a person brings a get on a boat as if he brought the get in Eretz Yisrael itself. Meaning, he need not say before Nechtam, Nechtam. The Tanya, that we have another price, is opposite. Can have a Chutzarz, one brings a get on a boat as if he brought a Chutzarz, and he does have to say before Nechtam, Nechtam. So which one is it? Being the get on a boat, is it considered to be Eretz Yisrael? We're talking about a river in Eretz Yisrael, is it considered Eretz Yisrael, and doesn't need for Nechtam or not? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kasha, the Mar's going to have a couple of turts, and we'll just see the first one, because it's late. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kasha, Har Bihuda, Harabanan. The Braisa that says that it's like you bring in Eretz Yisrael, and like you bring in Chutz Laaretz, and you have to declare for Nechtam is like a Bihuda. The Braisa says he does not have to declare for Nechtam is like the Rabbanan, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Masechtas Chala. Afra Chutz Laaretz, Haba Besvina Laaretz. If you have a plant from earth of outside Chutz Laaretz that came in a boat into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Chayiv Ma'aseh V'Shvius. It's Chayiv Ma'aseh V'Shvius. Amar Yehuda, Ein B'Sachem Pashas V'Nei Gesheshes. It's only Chayiv Ma'aseh V'Shvius if the boat is touching the base of the river. If it's like schlepping against the riverbed, then when it's Chayiv Avleis V'Gesheshes, if the boat's not touching the riverbed, then the earth in the boat is not going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says like this: the first price, which was saying that it's considered like Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say for Nefer Nechtav, is like the Chamim, who say that it's Chayiv in Maestras, that we cheat the rivers themselves already considered Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Chayiv Maestras, as if it's growing in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So to look at for Nefer Nechtav, you're on the boat, and therefore you exempt you're on a boat in Eretz Yisrael, you're exempt from for Nefer Nechtav. Whereas Yehuda says only when the boat is Gesheshes, when it's rubbing it around, is it Chayiv in Maestras, same token. Only then would it be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Only then he'd put it for Nechtav. Otherwise, once Chayat for Nechtav. Okay, we'll pose the person. Have other answers. I think it's going to answer at least one more, maybe two more answers. But we'll pose the paper tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.